Last week we spent time discussing the story with Reb Meir. Reb Meir's brother-in-law was Reb Yeshua ben Zoruz. They told me that they asked on a smicha bechina from the Rabbanut, what was the name of Reb Meir's father-in-law? So I was supposed to remember, Reb Yeshua ben Zoruz was the brother-in-law. Obviously his father-in-law's name was Zoruz. Okay. No? So Reb Yeshua ben Zoruz tells Reb Yudah HaNasi, he remembers once Reb Meir ate a little bit of vegetable somewhere in the Beit Shan area, and he did not notice that he was Mafrish Maisris. And how could it be? If Behemtum Shal Tzadikim, Mir HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mevi Takol Al Yodom, the Chamor Rav Pinchas Ben Yoyer, the Gemara is going to tell the story, the Chamor didn't violate the din of eating Tevel. So Tzadikim Atzmon Lo Koshkin, how can it happen that how can they allow Min HaShemayim that the Tzadik Rav Meir should eat Tevel? So Rebbe accepted the testimony of Rabbi Shub ben Zoruz, and he said there must be that Min HaShemayim he wouldn't do an aver. It must be that that whole area was Chutzlot. How can it be Chutzlot? It's in the middle of Eretz Yisrael, to the north, to the east, to the south, to the west. So the Gemara says no. The Gemara says about 15 lines from the top of Zayin Amud Aleph. The line begins with the word Harbe Krachim, many villages, many cities. Krachim are big cities. There were many areas, Kavshim Olim Mitzrayim. In the days of Yeshua ben Nun, when they conquered Eretz Yisrael, it took 7 years to conquer Eretz Yisrael, 7 years to divide Eretz Yisrael. So there are many areas that were conquered the first time around, and they were Mekadosh them. Yeshua ben Nun conquered Eretz Yisrael, that was Mekadosh Eretz Yisrael. But when they Oile, and then they were sent into Golus at the time of Churban by Srishan for 7 years. After 7 years of Golus Bavel, they came back. And they moved back into all the places. When the Oli Bavel, Ezra and Nehemiah, when they came back with the Oli Bavel, so they, on purpose, they made a political decision not to be Mekadosh all of Eretz Yisrael, because Shemitah was always a problem. Shemitah was always a problem. The Kasovar, and the Shita is, Kedusha Vishayna means when Yoshua ben Nun was Mekadosh Eretz Yisrael, that's the Kedusha Vishayna. Tosis in Yevamos on Daf Pei Beis quotes Rabbeinu Chananel has a different shot. Rashi quotes here Yevamos Daf Pei Beis Perik Ha'Oral. So Yevamos Daf Pei Beis, the Gemara has this machlokes whether the kedusha rishayna of Eretz Yisrael that was accomplished by Yeshua ben Nun is that only kitcha l'shaito that endowed Eretz Yisrael with kedusha only up until the time of the Churban Bais Rishon, or should we assume that it was kitcha l'asei lovay Yeshua ben Nun was mekadesh? And the Kedusha never disappeared. So the Gemara says, because Sava, we have accepted the opinion. This Rebbe, Paskan like this, see, Rebbe holds Kedusha Rishayna Kitchel Shaita, Veloi Kitchel Asilam. The Kedusha Rishayna Ben Nun was based on Kibush. So when the Kibush was undone by Nebuchadnezzar, when he conquered, when the Babylonian armies conquered Eretz Yisrael, they undid the Kibush of the Bnei Yisrael, so the Kedusha disappeared into thin air. And behinichum, and on purpose, they made a decision, the Rabbanim decided not to be Mekadosh all of Eretz Yisrael because Shemitah was a problem. During Shnas HaShemitah, you can't plant anything, so the Aniyim, the poor people who don't have their own field, so they would hire themselves out as farm helpers to work on the farm. So what are they going to do Shnas HaShemitah? There's no place to work. So the Gemara says, behinichum, they left out sections of Harbe Krachim, a lot of cities, and the middle area of Beit Shan, in order Kideshi, Yismuchu Aleim, Anim, Vishmiz, that the poor people during Shnas HaShemitah should be able to get a job. They should do Avodas HaKarka. And what are your Mafrish? Usually, there's a 7-year cycle. So the first 2 years of Mafrish, Truma Gedolah, Maisa Rishon, Maisa Sheni. The third year, instead of Maisa Sheni, Mafrish, Maisa Rani. The fourth and the fifth years is the same as the first 2 years, Truma Gedolah, Maisa Rishon, Maisa Sheni. The sixth year is a repeat of the third year, Truma Gedolah, Maisa Rishon, Maisa Rani. And then, Shnas HaShemitah, everything is Hefkei, not Mafrish anything. But here, if they declared that this should not have Kedusha Sa'aretz, it's in the middle of Eretz Yisrael. Middle of Eretz Yisrael, so they declared it shouldn't have Kedusha Sa'aretz, so you're not going to be Mafrish anything. So the Gemara says it did have, it didn't have, we're going to have to figure this out.
Why should they be permitted to do this if the promises from the Baruch Shalom that I'll take care of?
I don't know. It's a good question. I don't know. The Torah promises you shouldn't worry about not making a parnasa during Shnas HaShemitah. so much will grow in the sixth year that you'll have way enough for later. So in Shulchan Aruch, on the side in Choshen, where do they have the dinim of Shemitah? It's in Choshen Mishpat. What's it doing in Choshen Mishpat? Cruzbal, yeah. Shemitah's Ksofen. So in the Siman of Shemitah's Ksofen, so the Sma, in his commentary, writes that the promise only applies when Shemitah is to be is obligatory min HaTorah. When Shemitah is only with the Rabbanon, so the Rabbanon Shalom never said any promise. So b'zman hazeh, we assume Shemitah is only with the Rabbanon. Why is Shemitah only with the Rabbanon? Why Shemitah? Because there's no Yovel. Why is there no Yovel? Because you don't have Kol Yoshvehu Aleho. So Shemitah can't lead up to Yovel, so the whole Shemitah is only with the Rabbanon. So that's what the Sma says, that the promise with Tzivisi Asperichosi, he doesn't know any, he's groping for an answer. He says, the promise only, the Baruch Shalom only made the promise when you're obligated to observe Shemitah Menatur. I don't know. I'll just take the Shulchan Aruch. So it says, V'hinichem, they left it out, k'dei sheyismuchu aleihem, and the Yimbishviyas, they should be able to make up Parnasa working the farm. Then Rashi says, they're going to get leket shikha upeya. Leket shikha upeya only applies in Eretz Yisrael. So what do you mean? V'hinichem, they left out, they made a conscious decision not to be Mekadosh all of Eretz Yisrael. So it doesn't have a din of Eretz Yisrael. So how come there's Leket Shikha Peya? And then Rashi says, and then the Mishnah says, you have to give Trumagdoyla Maisa Rishon and Maisa Oni. Well, you have to give anything if it's not Eretz Yisrael. So obviously, it does have a din, has dinim of Eretz Yisrael, the Rabbanan. But the Torah, it's not, V'inichum. They left it out, they were not Mekadosh it. But the Rabbanan has a din, you have to give leket shikha peh to the aniyim, and instead of, normally you would say like this, from the 7 year cycle, so four out of the, so the seventh year you're not marfish anything, everything is hefker, and everything is all proper, everything is hefker, so there's no chiyuv tshumas amaisus. From the 6 years that you are marfish matanas, so four out of the 6 years you're marfish maisus sheni. So the Pashtus we usually assume is Mi'ikar Adin, you have to be Mafish Truma Gedolah Maisa Rish and Maisa Sheni and bring it to Yerushalayim and need a big Dusha of a Tahara. And then an exception to the rule is the third year and the sixth year, instead of Maisa Sheni, in Mafish Maisa Radi. So for some fluke reason or another, you're going to have to make Afroshis in the seventh year. Let's say you have to make Afroshis. Take for example, let's say in Eretz Yisrael, but there is a Din of Shemitah. In Eretz Yisrael proper. There is a din of Shemitah. Well, what if a farm belongs to a non-Jew? So the farm of the non-Jew is also the Peres HaHefker. Okay, we pass an Enkinyan and Achri Lahavkir. We pass an Enkinyan and Achri Lahavkir. So there's a Machlekes, another Machlekes, the Beis Yosef and the Mabit. They were in the same Bezin together. Mabit was younger than the Beis Yosef in Tzvas in the 1500s. Both Svardishik Dolem. There were no Ashkenazim there in Eretz, there were only Svarim. So they had a machloikis, what's the pshat for Hashviyas Tishmentena Unatashta? And Parshas Mishpatim, the peiros that grow in Eretz Yisrael Shnas HaShemitah are Hefker, it's Hefker automatically, of Hashviyas Tishmentena Unatashta means you should be Mafkerit. So Rabbi Yosef Kara learns that the farmer who's Jewish has an obligation to be Mafker the peiros. Kolzman is not Mafker the peiros, they're not Hefker. And if the farm is owned by a non-Jew, it's not from the Shevet Mitzvah's Bnei Noach. He's not mechuyev to be mafkerit. So according to the Beis Yosef, the peres that grow on the farm of a non-Jew will not be hefker. Will not be hefker. It doesn't become hefker automatically. So let's see, I buy peres from the farm of a non-Jew. So it's not hefker. So there's no reason to declare that it's not chayv in Shumas and Maisus. So what are you mafresh? So what are you mafresh the 7 years? There's no pasuk in the Chumash to tell you what to be mafresh. So Rashi says here, and this, that's a shaila in Eretz Yisrael. If a goy owns a farm in Eretz Yisrael, and it's subject to the laws of Shemitah, but it doesn't become, according to Rabbi Yosef Kara, it doesn't become hefker automatically. The Mabit says it becomes hefker automatically. Tzavkaita de Malta. Peres that go shnas HaShemitah become hefker automatically. Rabbi Yosef Kara says not. So if you hold like Rabbi Yosef Kara, so what are you mafrish? Peres that grew on the farm of a non-Jew on the 70th, what are you mafrish? Mafrish what? Maisa Sheni and Maisa Rani. So the Pashto says you should be Mafrish Maisa Sheni. The third year and the sixth year, that's an exception to the rule. But basically the rule is Trumagdala Maisa Rishon Maisa Sheni. So that's a big machloikis in the later Poskin. If you assume like Rabbi Yosef Kara that the bears that grew in the form of a goy are not hefker, and when you buy it, so what are you supposed to be? That's machloikis Hadayim Hazeh. What are you supposed to be Mafrish? So here the Gemara says in these Harbikrachim, in the villages where the Chachamim intentionally made this political decision not to be Mekadeshet B'Kedusha Sa'aretz, so here they are Machayb, this a Mishnah where Rashi quotes, they were Machayb to be Mafrish Maisa Oni. Mafrish Maisa Rani. Right. So that's the question. Is it only over here that you Mafrish Maisa Oni? Because the whole purpose was for the Aniyim? What about other areas, Achveis? Other areas of Eretz Yisrael? Or what about that case? The Goy has a farm. So that's not a Takonim Derabban. The Goy is not Mechuyev to be Mapka their parents in Shemitah. So they're not Hefker. So when a Jew buys the Paris from the Goy, so what does he have to be Mapish? Maiserani, Maiserani. So this is a local reason over here why should it be Maiserani. Pashta says it should really be Maiserani. And others say no. It should also be Maiserani. So that's Shaila, Aloch HaLamayisah. What is supposed to be Mafresh? So the Gemara tells the Gansa story, the Rabbi Meir's brother-in-law, who himself was a Talmud Chacham, Rabbi Shua ben Zoriz, told over to Rabbi Yudah HaNasi, this incident, he saw his brother-in-law, Rabbi Meir, eat yerek, vegetables, in the area of Beit Shan, and he didn't notice that he was Mafresh anything on the yerek. Maybe it was gemaiset. No, he bought it from an amaretz. Apparently, he bought it from an amaretz. So, whatever you buy from an amaretz is considered demaiset. He's supposed to be mafrish. Truma gedolah, you don't have to be mafrish. If you buy from an amaretz, we learned the end of Saita. The Gemara says they were all mafrish truma gedolah. And the maiserishim and the maisersheni, there was a miyuta, the miyuta of amaretz who were not mafrish. So they made a chumim with the rabban, and everybody has to be mafrish, maiseris. From Demai, whatever you buy from an Amoret. So this, the brother-in-law of Rabbi Meir says, I saw my brother-in-law, he bought from an Amoret, and he wasn't mafresh anything. What's going on? Yeah, but this is a special takana, right? Taisus and Yivam is asked the kasha, you have all the Mishnais and Demai, there's so many kulas, but Demai Hikila, but Demai Hikila, because it's only a miut. Rav Amaretz Amash, and it's only a miut. So Tosis is bothered with a kasha, but Rav Meir is the one who holds chashin ala miuta. So Demai should be Mikar Adin. It should be chashin ala miuta. If there is a miut of Amiha Oretz, or not Mafrish Maisra, so Rav Meir should say Mikar Adin, you have to be choshish ala miuta. So how come there are so many kulas in Demai, but Demai Hikilu? Why is Demai a chumra? So that's what Tosis answers. No, this is like a miuta to miuta. Even Rav Meir wouldn't be chayish over him. Ikar Adin, he wouldn't be chayish. The whole afrosha and demai is only a lechumra, and that's why everybody agrees that there are a ton of kulas in demai. So now the Gemara is working through the details of the story. Omale Rabbi Yirmiyahu l'Rabbi Zeira. So yes, the question: Rav Meir ala bi almahu di achil? It's achilas haroi. The Gemara asked. It was before Rias Pnei Abayis. The Amahoreth was selling it in the street, didn't have Rias Pnei Abayis. Tevel, in order to be Chayb in Shumas Amayis, you have to have Miruach and Rias Pnei Abayis. Miruach means you removed all of the psoilas and you piled it up in a neat pile, and then you took it into the barn, into the silo. So here, it was before Miruach and Rias Pnei Abayis. He just ate a little nibble of a vegetable. So you're not Chayb in Afrosh's Shumas Amayis. Achilas Haroi is Mutter before Miruach and Rias Pnei Abayis. So how did Rebbe give such a psak? It must be that that area is chutzlar. It's because Ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu maybe takola idei tzaddikim. What's the takola? The din is you're permitted to eat achilas haroi from this kind of tevel before miruach. Amalei, so Reb Zeira answers Reb Yirmiyah. No, the ma'aser shoy was mi'aguda achle. He bought a whole bunch of vegetables that were all tied together from the Amoritz, and then he took out one little leaf of a vegetable and he nibbled on it before being mafrish. So since all the vegetables, a whole bunch of vegetables were tied together, that's called koveya. That itself is koveya. Usnan, and we have a Mishnah, Yerek HaNegad, if it's a vegetable that you usually tie a whole bunch together, Mishay Yogid. Once they tied it together, so even if you just have a nibble, that's called achilas keva. Midirabbanan, midirabbanan. Before miruach and nes pnei abayis, you're not allowed to eat tevel achilas keva. Achilas haroi, you're allowed to. So they thought he just had a nibble. It's only achilas haroi. Mar says no, he had achilas haroi, but it already had a keva. There's a list of six things that are koveh. Whatever you nibble on Shabbos, Shabbos kovas. whatever you nibble on Shabbos is called achilas keva. And if you bought it from someone else, then you eat it. Those are mekach is kaveh. That's what the Shudder said here. He bought it from an Amor. It's a mekach is kaveh. I don't know why they didn't answer that. Then the Gemara says, bishul is kaveh. If you cook it, then salting, melech is kaveh. A whole bunch of things that are kaveh. Shabbos is kaveh. Shabbos kaveh. Right. So the Gemara says, the Maisa Shohei was, he ate it. He ate the mai from an, he bought it from an Amoritz, and he ate it. Achilas keva. Some of the Rabbanon, he should have been mafresh from Shemus, even though it was before Miruch and Rias Pnei Abayis. Frege Mar Kasha, maybe Rav Meir made a mistake. Maybe Rav Meir made a mistake and he forgot to be mafresh. Mor says that cannot be. Ashta behemtom shal tzadikim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu takol al yodom. If the chamor of Rav Pinchas ben Yoyer wouldn't eat tevel, tzadikim atzmo lo koshken couldn't have. Frege the Mor, v'dilma iser aleihem imokam acher. Maybe Rav Meir, when the brother-in-law was sitting next to Rav Meir, he didn't notice that he was mafresh maisus. Maybe he mumbled under his breath. Maybe, let's say, he bought string beans. Maybe he had a bunch of string beans at home. Maybe he said under his breath, a couple of string beans at home should be Truma Gedolah, should be Maisa Rishon, and then he ate it. Maybe he was mafresh. Maybe he was mafresh. The brother-in-law didn't see him be mafresh Menei Bey. Maybe he was mafresh what he left at home. So the Gemara says that's against the din. You're not allowed to. And for the Gemara, chaver means tamid chachamim. So the Gemara, lanechshedu chaverim litram shaloi min amukav. Tamid chacham will never be mafresh shaloi min amukav. Mukav means it should be near each other. The truma should be near the tchulin that you're being matir b'achil. Everything should be near each other. Shouldn't rely on what you have at home. Rashi writes over here, Rashi writes the same in Gitna, Daf Lamed, that this whole din, not to be mafresh Shalom in Amukef is only mid the Rabbonim because of the Chashash. Rashi writes over here where it says Nida Dafayin Aleph on the base in Rashi. So two lines after that he writes Shema Oso Shehu Samech Alav. Maybe he's relying on the vegetables that he left at home. Maybe it's Ein Abiyen. Maybe it's no longer in existence. Maybe Sheneva. Maybe it got this lost or Nirkav. Maybe it got rotten.
Someone ate it.
It comes out that a whole hafrosh is nothing. He's eating tevel. He says, I want the vegetables that I have at home should be trumagdoyla, my serishan on this. Maybe what he left at home is gone already. So Rashi explains, Samin Gitten, Rashi writes, that this whole din, not to be mafresh, is a din midirabbanon. Because he may be making mistakes. Taisus there disagrees with Rashi. Taisus in Gitten, Daflami, quotes Asifrei, that it's not a derabbanon. It's learned that from a pasuk, parimcha meschalba mimenu. Mimenu means benamukaf. You should be take out the truma and the maiserishin from the whole tevel. You should take something from the tevel and it should be nearby. It shouldn't be in a different room. So Taisus, a lot of times you have a drosha in the sifrei that's only an asmachta. Taisus says that. Many times a drosha. Taisus thinks this one is not an asmachta. Taisus says that this thing, this din of mukaf, is a lechatchila deraisa by hafroshes chumus and maises. So the Gemara says again, v'dilma yisraelim imokam. Maybe Rav Meir was mafresh. The brother-in-law didn't notice him be mafresh. Maybe he was mafresh from what he had at home. The Gemara says he wouldn't do that. That's against the din. Lanechshu dechavim litram shaloi min amukav. Feg the Gemara v'dilma nosanene b'tzadze b'ochal b'tzad acher. He has bought a whole bunch of string beans from the Am Haaretz. He took one of them and he starts nibbling on it. Maybe he had in mind, you can be mafresh truma b'machshava. The pasuk says in the end, the parshas Korach v'nechshav lachem trumaschem kadogen min agor mecham lea min ayeke. So the pasuk shat in the pasuk is when the farmer is mafresh ma'aserishin, he gives it to the levi 10% of everything. So the levi has to take 10% of that and give it to the kohen. That's called ma'aser min ha'ma'aser, trumas ma'aser, ma'aser min ha'ma'aser, 1/10 of 1/10. 1% of everything is ma'isam and ha'ma'isam. So the pashab shat and the pasuk v'nechshav lachem trumaschem, the trumas ma'iser that the levi is mafresh and gives to the kohen is farechent, is considered exactly the same kadogen min agor mecham le'em min ha'yekar, has the same status as the truma gdoila that the farmer gives. A truma gdoila and ma'isam and ha'ma'iser and bikurim and chala, the Mishnah says all shem echod, all has the same level of kedusha. That's the pashab shat. So the Gemara, the Torah Shabbat Peh says there's an additional level of interpretation in the pasuk. V'nechsha lachem chumaschem, if you're maharer, I want this to be chuma, and this, So truma is chal b'machshava. It really ought to be, the Gemara says, it really ought to be that you should be required dibur. The Rambam has 14 svarim. That's why we call it by the nickname Yarach HaZokah. The Rambam called it Mishnah Torah. And Klal Yisrael didn't like the name Mishnah Torah, because the Rambam writes in the introduction, all you have to do is read Tanakh and read my book and you know all there is to know and you don't have to learn anything more. So it's a little chutzpedik. So Klal Yisrael doesn't like the name Mishnah Torah. Same thing, the Shnei Luchas HaBris, also the Shalom. So we don't call it Shnei Luchas. As if this is the Shnei Luchas HaBris. So we don't call it Shnei, we call it the Shalom. Shalom HaKadosh, whatever. And same thing, the Chasam Sefer called the Sefer Teres Moshe. This is it. This is Teres Moshe. His name was Moshe, so he called it Teres Moshe. So these are the three Svarim. The Klal Yisrael doesn't like that name. We call it Chasam Sefer Al HaTer. They don't call it Teres Moshe. So the the Rambam has 14 Svarim. We call it by the nickname Yarech HaZokah. One of those Svarim is called Sefer Havloa. First Sefer is Mada, Havas, Manim, Noshim, Kedusha, and so on. The one is Sefer Havloa. Havloa means about speaking. Ish ki afli dina neder nozer lahazal Hashem. So Havloa includes the dinam of neder and shvua and naziris and erchin vacharomin, all the dinam that have to do with amira. So one of the many dinam that has to do, that's chalai, the amiras and dorim shvuas, is afroshas, trumas, and maisras. So the din by shvua is nefesh kisishova levate biswasam. You have to pronounce it with your lips. A person who's going to bedaito, he's going to take a neder not to eat the potato chips, not to eat cookies anymore, so the neder is not binding till he actually says it. Not by neder, not by shua, you have to have levate biswasai. There's a pasuk in this week's Sedra, in the end of Parshas Vayikra, nefesh kisishova levate biswasai. If goma b'libo, it's not chal. So the Gemara says there are two exceptions to the rule, that it's an inyan of hafloa, that the din should have really required amira. Hafloa means lefarish biswasai. And the pasuk has that it's a yotz min haklal. So one is truma. Have in mind, I want this to be truma on everything. Have in mind, I don't have to pick it up and I don't have to say anything. I just have in mind. So that's good enough. And the other exception to the rule is hegdish, because the Gemara quotes a pasuk from Dir Yamim that when they built, I think, the second Beis Hamikdash, when they built the second Beis Hamikdash, says Kol Nediv Leivoyles Heviu. Whoever had been menader belibo to bring a carbon oil, so they brought it. So the Gemara said, you see from the pasuk Kol Nediv Leivoyles Heviu, that a neder hegdish is chal b'machshava. The Gemara said these are the two exceptions to the rule, that despite the fact that it should have been treated like in Yoni HaFlo, that you need Amira, Lefarish B'Sosayim, so over here you don't need. So the Gemara says, the Dilma, Nosan Einim B'Tzadzeb Ocho B'Tzad Acher, maybe Rab Meir bought a whole aguda of Yerek, he bought a whole fistful tied together, vegetables tied together. He pulled out one vegetable to Nibulana. Maybe he had his mind that I want one of them to be Chumak Doyla, and I want a whole bunch of them to be Maiser Rishon. Maybe he's Chal B'machshove. So the Gemara says, Amalei, these are all the questions that Rab Yirmi is asking Rab Zera. How did Rab Yehuda HaNasi know to declare that it couldn't be that Rab Meir made a mistake? Must be that area in Beit Shan is not really Eretz Yisrael. So the Gemara says, how do you know? Maybe it is Eretz Yisrael. Maybe Rab Meir was Mafrish Memachshava. So Rab Zera answers back to Rab Yirmi, Chaziman Gav Rabuka Masir Alei. Look, Rab Yehuda HaNasi knew the brother-in-law of Rab Meir was Rab Yishua Ben Zoras, and he understood what the Maaseh Shai was. He says, Rabbi Shua ben Zoras, when he told of this story to Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi, he said, and it didn't appear to me at all that my brother-in-law was Mafrish Trumas and Maaseh. He would have understood if he had in mind. He would have sensed that he's being Mafrish, b'machshava, that this should be Truma and all the other stuff. So that's what the Gemara says. To know what the moral of the story, when you tell over a story about a Talmud Chacham, you have to be a Talmud Chacham yourself in order to understand the story. So let's go back again. So what was the Maaseh Shehaya? Rab Meir ate vegetables. It was Demai. The Gemara seems to assume it was Demai. Rab Meir ate vegetables of Demai in an area in Beit Shan. And Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi, and it wasn't Mafrish Tumas and Maaseh. So Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi paskin based on this story that it must be that it's not Eretz Yisrael, that it doesn't have Kedusha Sar. So if it doesn't have Kedusha Sar, then you don't have to be Mafrish Tumas and Maaseh. Shumas and Isis is only in Eretz Yisrael. So here, Taisus has, this is a gigantic Taisus, on Vav Amidays, v'hita Rebbe at Beit Shan Kula al Yado. That Tosfos. The Tosfos starts off by quoting Gemaras from all over the place, from Choriz, Daf Chavav, and from Beitza, and from other Gemaras, that Shumas and Marsis is not B'chutz Lord. So what does it help that Rebbe Paskin that this area only had a Kedusha Rishayna on the Oile, Bavil will never Mekadosh it again, so I'll sign that as Chutz Lord, but it's still Chayv in Shumas and Marsis, Midir Rabbanon. Still Chayv in Shumas and Marsis, Midir Rabbanon. That's Tosfos Kasha. Because there are Gemaras that there is such a thing as Trumas and Maisis and Chutz Lars Midir Rabbanon. We do Paskin, that's Taisaka. We do Paskin, that's their Kasha. That's a steer between the Gemaras. Then Taisus asks, we live in France and Germany, no one's Mafrish Trumas and Maisis. We live in America, no one's Mafrish Trumas and Maisis. What do you do with all the Gemaras? That there is a din of Trumas and Maisis and Chutz Lars Midir Rabbanon. So Taisus gives teretz after teretz after teretz after teretz. They're not sure what the teretz is. So the Rambam gives the teisi such a long teisus. So five lines from the end, teisus says ve'od yesh lefarish. The line begins with the word lefarish. Yeah. That's all the Rambam quotes. Ve'od yesh lefarish. Ve'od yesh lefarish. Shema harachokim eretz Yisrael kamonu, like we who live in France and Germany, lo tikna chachamim. Period. That's what the Rambam quotes from the Yerushalmi. The countries that border on Eretz Yisrael, there are Machayv Chumas and Maisis Midirabbanon, for the simple reason they may export some of their fruits and vegetables from Eretz Yisrael to the Arotzes Hasmuches, to Jordan, to Syria, to Lebanon, to Egypt, Arotzes Hasmuches, and you think that you're buying peiros, fruits and vegetables that grew in Chutzlos, it really grew in Eretz Yisrael, it's really tevel. So they made a chumim midirabbanan by rotzis hasmuches. Today, they transport tevel from America by plane to America. It's in America the next day. America the same day. And then they're selling in the stores the next day. So if the Tanoim would have had airplanes and they would have been flying around, maybe they would have made the takana of tevel all over the world. But they didn't. They didn't. They didn't have any airplanes then. And they only made the takana of rotzis hasmuches. So that's what the Rambam says. That's the answer to the question. How come in France and Germany and America, how come not Mafrish Shumas and Maisis? They only made the Takona Arotzes Hasmuches. But still, Tosfos, the Kasha of Tosfos is still a Kasha.
That's the Jewish father, right?
Oh, so that's another teretz that Tosfos says. Tosfos says, the Gemara, what you said, the Gemara in Gittin has a Machlokes HaTanoim and a Machlokes HaMoraim. What about in Eretz Yisrael? If a non-Jew buys a farm in Eretz Yisrael, so the non-Jew is only mechuyev to observe seven mitzvahs benach. He's not mechuyev to be mafrish trumas amaisus. That's upgiret. That's a davar poshut. But I'm going to buy peiros from the non-Jew. So when I buy the peiros, do you declare that it's tevel? He doesn't have to be mafrish. He can eat tevel. He can eat chazer also. But I'm not allowed to eat tevel. Or do you say no? Maybe you should say yesh kinyan anochi be'eretz Yisrael nafkir mi'at trumas amaisus. Maybe if the farm belongs to a guy, maybe there's no din. So how do we paskin? So the Gemara comes to the conclusion: the Eretz Yisrael is ain kinyan and ochrel hafkir. Even if an non-Jew buys the farm, he's still chayv in shumas and maisis. But in Surya, since Surya only has a kedusha midirabbanan, because when David HaMelech conquered Surya, the Gemara calls it a kibush yochid. He didn't plan to divide it amongst all of the shvatim; he was going to keep it for himself. So there's a machlekes hatanaim. Is that a chisaron? So we pass from kibush yochel lav shmei kibush. The mikdash of Eretz Yisrael has to be a kibush rabim. So the first time around in the days of David HaMelech, Surya only got a fake, make believe kedusha midirabbanan. Never had a kedusha midirais. So since Surya never had a real kedusha Eretz Yisrael min haTorah, so there we pass from yesh kinyan anochri lahafkia. So that's what Tosfos writes the previous teretz before that. Tosfos says what you said. If the farm is in Eretz Yisrael and a guy owns it, so that doesn't diminish, that doesn't take off the Kedusha Sa'aretz, it's still Chayv in Shumas and Maisis. But if in Chutz Laretz is only Chayv in the Rabbanan, Tosfos, the whole Tosfos is assuming the whole world is Chayv in Shumas and Maisis in the Rabbanan. Till I give that answer next to the last answer, because Aratzis are Choykas. Till I give that, but the Rambam only gives that answer, but Tosfos is assuming not so. All over the world, you Chayv in Shumas and Maisis. So Tosfos says, but since Chutz Laretz is only Chayv Midirabbanan, so if a non-Jew will own the farm, so it won't be Chayv in Shumas Maisis even Midirabbanan. So even though the non-Jews don't own the farm, we own the farm, but we have to pay tax to the government. And if we don't pay tax to the government can confiscate the farm. So that's considered as if the farm is owned by the guy. That's what Tosis answers before. That's a Tosis, yeah. Well, the government has a lien on my property. The government has a right to take whatever they want. So they have a right to take away the whole farm. Chodosh, yeah. The Bach in Yerideh says Chodosh is a din chumash that a lot of people violate. Chodosh means any new tvua, wheat, barley, oats, rice, spelt, any tvua that was planted after Pesach and it grew, you're not allowed to eat it till it comes next Chalamet Pesach. Till Bizman Shai Beis Hamikdash Hakayim, they brought the Korban Minchas Omer, so the Omer would be matir the Chodosh. They brought the Omer in the morning, 8 o'clock, 7 o'clock in the morning. So after 7 o'clock, everybody knows they can eat the Chodosh. Mizman Shein Beis Hamikdash Kayim, you have to wait till the end of the whole day, till the end of the first day, Chalmai Pesach, then the Chodosh is Mutter. So how come all over the world people are eating Chodosh? No one's Nizar Chodosh. So the Bach says, the din of Chodosh B'chutz La'aretz only applies if the farm is owned by a Jew. If farm is owned by a non-Jew, then it doesn't apply. Why should it make a difference? The Gemara said, "Benegat to Chumas Amaisris." Chumas Amaisris Minat Torah is only in Eretz Yisrael. Chumas Amaisris in Chutz La'aretz, the maximum it can be is Midirabbanan. It's not going to be Minat Torah. So Chumas Amaisris B'chutz La'aretz only Midirabbanan. But if the farm belongs to a non-Jew, they never introduce the Chumer Midirabbanan. But Chodosh is a Machlekes Hatanaim. The pasuk says, "Lech v'kolav kam l'sach la'aretz amayam azar haviyachem asayim atnufa." And then it says B'chol Mosh V'Seichem L'dar V'Seichem. It says all over the world. It says B'chol Mosh V'Seichem. So there's a Machlekes HaTanayim. What does it mean? So most of the Tanayim say the Chodosh B'chutz La'aretz is Min HaTorah. So what does it make a difference whether the farm is owned by Jew or non-Jew? The Gemara in Gittin made a distinction between Eretz Yisrael and Kinyan Adach V'Lhafki as opposed to Surya, because Surya is only Chumas HaMaisis Midir Rabbanah. So it's only Midirabbanan, they only introduce the Chumrah of Chumas HaMaisis if the farm is owned by Jew. The farm is owned by non-Jew, so they never introduce it. But if you hold the Chodesh B'chutz La'aretz of the Raisa, what's the room to be mekel? Very difficult. So that's what the Vilna Gaon was a descendant of the Be'er HaGoyla. When you look in the big Shulchan Aruch, so you have on the top of the page, you have the Ramah, the Mechaber with the Ramah, and then you have the Mefarshim on the sides. So on the very top, on both sides, you have the Be'er HaGoyla gives you Mar Mekaymus. This is a Gemara, this is a Trumas Hadeshin, this is a Rambam, this is a Rashba, he always gives you Mar Mekaymus. So the Vilna Goyen, when he writes the Be'er HaGro, is assuming that you read the Be'er HaGoyla. He'll write the first comment, the Vilna Goyen will write, Shom. What do you mean Shom? He didn't say Shom means the same Mar Mekaymus as the first Mar Mekaymus he gives. It means Shom, the same Mar Mekaymus that the Be'er HaGoyla gave. Vilna Goyen's Be'er HaGro was written with the intention to be read together with the Be'er HaGoyla that was by his Elta Zeta. The Be'er HaGoyla was by his Elta Zeta. So over here, once in a long, long while, once every 50 pages, the Be'er HaGoyla writes a halacha. Usually just gives Mar Mekaymus. He doesn't give any opinion. So here on Chodosh, he writes, and we today, he lived in Vilna also, we today eat Chodosh because we rely on the Bach that the farm belongs to the non-Jew. So the whole din of Chodosh doesn't apply. So the Vilna Gaon bops him over the head. He's Mevaza, his great-grandfather. He says, Yofa ha'isalo ha'shtika. He shouldn't have written anything. Would be better he shouldn't write anything because it's nonsense. It doesn't make any sense. Itak is a pella. What is it? If it's a din derabbanan, so they only introduce a din derabbanan if it's a Jewish-owned farm. Non-Jewish owned farm, not. But if you're saying, if you're concerned that Chodosh b'chutz la'aretz le'raisa, because it says b'chol mosh v'seichem, why should it make a difference whether the farm is owned by Jew or non-Jew? That's very difficult. The Magen Avraham in Hilchas Pesach writes, how come the Minhag Olam is, Magen Avraham lived in Poland, in Kalish, and the Balei HaTosfos lived in Germany and France, how come everybody's eating Chodosh? So he quotes from the Sefer HaTruma. Sefer HaTruma is by the Rabbeinu Baruch, the Talmud of the Rabbeinu Tam. Sefer HaTruma is like a Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, it's a little Sefer. And he has Piskei Dinim, and every page, one line on every page, he writes a Chiddush. Kitzur Shulchan Aruch just writes in a bridge form of what it says in the big Shulchan Aruch. The Sefer HaTruma is like a Kitzur Piskei Dinim, and there's always one line on every page that's a Psa Chiddush, that you don't find in the other Rishayim. So the Magen Avraham in Hilchas Pesach, when he quotes the din of Chodesh, you're not allowed to eat Chodesh till the night following the first day of Chol HaMoed Pesach. So he quotes, how come everybody eats Chodesh today? So he says, we rely on what it says in the Sefer HaTrumah. What does he say? He says that we assume Chodesh B'chutz Lo is only the Rabbanon. It's a machlokes HaTanaim. We assume it's only by the Rabbanon, and since it's only by the Rabbanon, it's like Trumas and Maisis. They only introduced it by Ratzos HaSmuchos L'Eretz Yisrael and the countries that border on Eretz Yisrael. Because you may think that they're selling you Chodesh that grew in Chutz Lo'aretz, and it really came from the other side of the border. It came from Eretz Yisrael. But they never introduced the Chumrah of Chodesh by Ratzos HaRechoikes, and the faraway countries they never introduced. The whole reason why they asked Chodesh B'chutz Lo'aretz mid the Rabbanon, because they may have brought it over from the border, from the other side of the border, from Eretz Yisrael. So that we understand. That we understand.
Well, Bach himself just says it doesn't give any time. I'm sure he's aware of the difficulty.
No, he just says only Bishal Yisod, not Bishal Akum. The Vilna Gaon points out it's against the Nafan of Tosfos in Kiddushin. Tosfos in the end of the first parak in Kiddushin, when the Mishnah says that all agricultural mitzvahs only apply in Eretz Yisrael, they don't apply in Chutz La'aretz, except for Chodosh, does apply in Chutz La'aretz. Machlek is whether it's the Raisa the Rabbanon, but it does apply in Chutz La'aretz. So Tosfos says you should keep in mind Chodosh B'chutz La'aretz, even if the farm is owned by a non-Jew. And they quote a Beferish Yerushalmi like that. Chodesh is not B'chutz La'aretz, afilu B'shalakum. So it's Beferish against the Bach. It's a famous, difficult Bach. There are a lot of Shverer Bachs.
I remember correctly, I think, when we learned at Kala. Let me talk about that. In the United States, at one time it wasn't a problem because you supplanted the winter wheat or something, and it was always something like, if I remember correctly.
The United States government used to have surplus. They always have surplus. So they always used to sell the old Tvua. They always used to have first in, first out. First in, first out. So they used to, everything that grew this year, they used to put away in storage, and they used to sell the stuff from 2 years ago, from 3 years ago. So they always had a storage. But now in recent years, they changed it. So they're going to sell you the tour that just grew this year. And the surplus they sell to Russia or to other countries. But what they sell in America is the freshly grown tour this year. So that's why in recent years, there is an issue with Chodosh in America. Anyway, so this is the issue that Tosfos raises. There's a contradiction between the various Gemaras. Our Gemara sounds like it says that there's no Hafrashas, Trumas, and Maisis in Chutz La'aretz. Rebbe Paskin, that the area where a mayor ate the vegetable, some area in Beit Shan area, was never Niskadosh B'Kedusha Sarts the second time around, and therefore there's no Hafrashas, Trumas, and Maisis. How does this jibe with all the Gemaras and Beitzon and Pchoris Av Chavzayin and in Brachas all over the place that there is Trumas and Maisis B'Chutz La'aretz? So that's Akasha. So Tosfos has a few answers. The first answer Tosfos says is what Rashi says here. Rashi, Shita, the Rashi, Tosfos, this is the way we pass on Halacha and Shulchan Aruch. Which Paris are Chayv and Shumas and Maisis Menatar, and which are Midirabbanan? So Rashi says the Pasuk refers to Truma as Reishis Digoncha Tiroshcha V'Yitzarecha. Reishis is the Muvchor, whatever you mafresh, the first Afrasha is Truma. So Rashi says only dogon tirish v'yitzer is chayv min atar. Dogon is the chameshes mine dogon, wheat, barley, oats, rice, spelled. And tirish means wine, grapes and wine. And yitzer means olives and olive oil. Yitzer is olive oil. So Rashi Shita is that all peris u'ilon and all fruits and vegetables, everything else is only midirabbanan. The only thing that's min atar is dogon tirish v'yitzer. So Rashi farenfus the kasha that here he ate alo shel yerek, which in Eretz Yisrael Gufa is only Medirabbanim. So they're going to be Machmer B'Chutz La'aretz Oto Eretz Yisrael. It's like a Gzera L'Gzera. So that doesn't apply to Chutz La'aretz. And all the Gemaras that say there is such a thing as Hafrashas, Trumas, and Maisis and Chutz La'aretz, that's by Dogon Tirish V'Yitzer. Since in Eretz Yisrael Gufa, Dogon Tirish V'Yitzer is Chayv and Trumas Maisis and Atara, so they introduce the Chumer Medirabbanim should be Machmer all over the world. So then Tosfos is bothered, but that doesn't answer by us. We're still not mafresh on Dogon Tirish V'Yitzer either. So we're not following Rashi's. Then Tosfos asks weiter, the Gemara in Beitza, Daf Yud Beis and Beis, talks about chardel. Chardel is mustard. Mustard is a vegetable. And the Gemara says they lived in Bovil. They were mafresh Chumas and Maisis on chardel. So chardel is not Dogon Tirish V'Yitzer. So Rashi's teretz is shver. How can Rashi say that B'chutz La'aretz you're only chayv to be mafresh a dogon tirish v'yitzer? That's enough in the Gemara and Beitza daf yid beis and beis in the first parak that you mafresh on a bundle isaraisa de chardel on a bundle of mustard. So the whole sugya shver. So Tosfos quotes Rabbi Natan has a new teretz. Rabbi Natan says the teretz is and everything all over the world, even in France and Germany, America, all over the world, chayv chumas and maisers, but only on vaday tevel. If you know that it's vaday tevel, the whole Gemara goes on demai. The chumra. If you buy from an amo aretz, and he says I was mafresh, and he swears on a stack of Bibles that he was mafresh, you don't trust him because the amo aretz v'chashudim ala maisers. So demai was only introduced in Eretz Yisrael. So the ganze Gemara goes on demai. How do you know it goes on demai? So Rabbi Natam Tosis quotes Rabbi Natam is going to prove it, because the Gemara says here on Zayin Amid Aleph, the Dilma, we just read the Gemara, but the line begins with the word the Dilma Nasan Eina B'tzad Zeb Ocha B'tzad Acher. Maybe Rabbi Meir looked at the whole bunch of vegetables, the Yerek, and he had in mind this one should be Truma and that those five should be Maaser Rishon. Maybe he had in mind, you don't have to say Bepeh. So the Gemara says no, his brother-in-law was a Talmid Chacham, a Gavur Rabbi, and he was watching, and he told Rabbi Yudan Nas, and my impression was that my brother-in-law Rabbi Meir was not mafrish anything at all. So Taisa says that din noisenene b'tzad zeb echo b'tzad acher, that's only mutter and demai, that's not mutter on real tevel deraisa. Where did they get that from? Doesn't say anywhere. Where did they get that from? No, the Gemara learns it out from a pasuk. The pasuk shab in Echshol Lachem Chumaschem, when the levi is mafresh ma'isa mina ma'isa, its farechent is considered has the same status. Kadogan mina gar mecham leya mina yakev has the same status like true megdola that the farmer is mafresh, and the Torah Shemalpe has an additional level of interpretation. In Echshol Lachem Chumaschem. So it's a pasuk in Chumash. So why does Taisa say it only applies to demai? Why does Taisa say it only applies to demai? So the Rashash on this Taisa writes, look in the Taisa in Gittin Daf Lamed Aleph, and look what I wrote there. He explains it. The Taisa in another Mesichtas explain it. So the story goes like this. There's a Mishnah in the end of Beitza on Daf Lamed Vav in the days. The Mishnah says a whole list of things that you're not allowed to do on Shabbos and Yom. You're not allowed to dance, you're not allowed to play a musical instrument because you're afraid he may hear that it's off key and he'll fix it. You're not allowed to dance, you're not allowed to clap to keep a tune, to applaud a speaker probably is permissible, but to clap to keep a niggun. So the Mishnah says you're not allowed to. In recent years the Hasidim did away with all these dinim and it's a problem. Who gave them the right to do away? So the Hasidim said they write because the Hasidim dance with the Hislav is the Kedusha, so we don't have to be afraid that they're going to be Nichshal in any other. So Chacham Avadya makes fun of them, so he says, but the holy Tanoim, they didn't know how to dance with Hislav is the Kedusha, only the Hasidish Rebbes. What? So how is it Mutta? It's a problem. Okay. So the Mishnah lists off a whole bunch of Gzeris from the Rabban. So the Mishnah says, you're not allowed to ride horseback, Gzeris, that you may break off a branch from a tree and whip the horse that it should go fast. You're not allowed to climb on a tree, because it may break off a branch. And then it says you're not allowed to be mafresh trumas and maisers. Why not? Because misakin mana mid the rabbanon. I have tevel. You're not allowed to eat it until you're mafresh trumas and maisers. There you know. Now you are allowed to eat it. So it's misakin mana mid the rabbanon. Misakin mana. Mana is the Aramaic word for a kli. So the pashta says there is no misakin mana in a tur by oichlim. It's only a broken. If I have a broken table and I fix it, I take a hammer and I fix it with a nail. So that's misakin mana. If I have a fork that's twisted backwards and I twist it right in the right direction, that's a misakin mana. I have a kli that's broken. I have food that I can't eat. A mafish shumas and maisis, that shouldn't really be misakin mana. So we assume it's misakin mana mid the rabbon. Fine. So there's a gemara in the end of Shabbos, but the gemara sounds like it says, the gemara is talking about a specific case. The gemara sounds like it says that there's no chilul Shabbos unless you do a maisa malocha. You have to do some pa'ula bi'adayim. Let's say a person thinks in his mind and the light goes on. He thinks in his mind and the food gets cooked because he's thinking. They have now these kind of things. You put something on your head and when you think one way, so it gives off electric waves or something, and something happens to have the pilots in the Air Force. They're busy holding on to the steering wheel. So when they have to drop a bomb, so they only have two hands, so instead of requiring on them, they should push a button. So they worked it out already 30 years ago, I think, maybe 40 years ago. They look in a certain direction where they want the bomb to drop, And if they think like that, they're looking there for a couple of minutes, and the palm goes like that. They worked out a system. So they have things now that if a person thinks that the light will go on, if he thinks that the food will get cooked, whatever he wants, it's set up in such a way. But it's not that there's a wire connecting his head to the light. He just thinks, and he has something, has to have something either in his brain or in front of his head. So it picks up the electrical impulses, whatever, and it causes the malacha to occur. So the pashtus is that if you can accomplish a malacha just by machshava, so the pashtus is that that's mutter. It's only a malacha if you do a maisa malacha. So the Gemara sounds like it says that since v'nechshu lachem chumaschem, nosenayne b'tzad zeh v'echol b'tzad acher, so therefore, even if you pick it up and you say hareza truma, you're picking up was irrelevant. You're saying hareza truma is irrelevant. The machshava makes it chalas truma. So since you could have been mafresh to truma, but machshava, so even if you pick it up and you say that's not a maisa malocha. So Tosfos says, so why is it only in one case? It should be muta always to be mafresh trumas and maisas the Shabbos, because when you pick it up and you say the picking up is irrelevant and the speaking is irrelevant, the whole thing is chal b'machshava. So let it be muta. So that's what Tosfos asks and gives in Daf Lamed Aleph. That's the Tosfos that the Rashash is Metzayin. So Tosfos gives a cryptic answer, it's unclear. So this Tosfos and several other Tosfos can tell you what the answer is. That din, Nosenayne, B'tzad Zeh, B'echo, B'tzad Acher, biblically, min HaTorah, that's Taka, always Mutter, and with the Rabbanim, we only permit it by Demai. So since you don't allow it, with the Rabbanim, you're not allowed to be Mafresh, Chumas, and Maises, Ayidei, Nosenayne, B'tzad Zeh. But the Rabbana, the din requires you have to pick it up and say, I want this to become truma. So that's already a chilul Shabbos, that's a mice. So Tosa says, how did Rabbi Yirmiyah ask Rabbi Zeira a question? How did Rabbi Yehuda Nasi understand from the testimony of Rabbi Yishua ben Zoruz that it's chutz laretz? Maybe Rabbi Meir was nosenene mitzad zebecha b'tzad acher. What kind of a question is that? Nosenene. You're not allowed to do that, nosenene mitzad zeh. It's only permissible by demai. So Rabbi Natam says, yeah, that's the answer. The whole Gemara is talking about demai. The whole discussion is only demai. Yeah, but the Rabbi Natam is still stuck. The Rabbi Natam came to answer the stira. How come? Our Gemara says in chutz laretz, if Beit Shan area is chutz laretz, you're not mafrish, shumas and maisris. The other Gemara say that you are mafrish. So Rashi gave an answer. The only thing you're mafrish in chutz laretz is dogon tirish v'yitzer. So he said that's against the Gemara in Beitza. It says beferish a bundle of chardel. You have to be in Bavel. They're mafrish, shumas and maisris. So Rabbi Natam says vaday tevel, you are mafrish. And demai, you're not mechuyev to be. There were never machman demai b'chutz laretz. Rabbi Natam says the whole sugi goes on demai. But then the Rabbi Natam is stuck. But we live in France and Germany. We're not mafresh, chumas, and maisa, even on vaday tevel. So what's the teretz? So then he finally gives the teretz because it's meshubah to the government to pay the taxes. And if you don't pay your taxes, the government has a right to confiscate your property. Dina de machus adina. So it's considered as if the goyim own the karka. So since it's only chutz laretz, and chutz laretz only with the rabbanon, so yesh kinyan anachri lahavkiyah. It belongs to the goy. So I never misaken the din at all. Yeah, but then they keep on giving more tirutz, and they keep on slicing. The final teretz, that's what the Rambam says. The next to the last teretz in Tosfos. Barosas harachokas, they never made a takana. The takana only was in chutz laretz. Barosas hasmuchas laretz. They never made a takana by barosas harachokas.
Nowadays, if I go to a supermarket and I'm buying produce, should I look at where it's manufactured?
Sure. A lot of times they do sell vegetables that grew in Eretz Yisrael. It's a mitzvah to support Eretz Yisrael, but you're going to have a headache. You're going to have to be mafresh, trumas, and maisas. The din is that they're not allowed to sell tevil. You're not allowed to sell tevil before you're mafresh, trumas, and maisas. Even if you're selling to a non-Jew, you know tevil is muta b'hanor, and there's no lifnevil l'siti mirshad. They're selling to a non-Jew. What's the problem? So the Rishonim explain that tevel is also b'hanor shel kiloi. If you're going to feed it to the animal, you're going to feed it to a guy, or you're going to use the tevel, you're going to burn it to make a fire or something, so hanor shel kiloi is also. You mevatlet mitzvase. The tevel, there's a mitzvah to be mafresh, shumas, and maisis, and by having it get consumed, I'm allowed to sit on a sack of tevel. That's insta. I don't have a chair. I don't want to sit on the floor. I want to sit on an elevated chair. So I have five sacks of tevel, and I sit on top of everything. So they're not bizarre, all the food is in the sack. So I'm not going to make it dirty by sitting on it. But either tevel is asa b'hanor. The Gemara says no. Tevel is muta b'hanor. It's only asa b'hanor shel kiloi. To feed it to the dogs, to feed it to a goy, that's not allowed. So really, it shouldn't be permissible. The farmers in Eretz Yisrael shouldn't be allowed to sell the tevel to chutz lords without first being mafresh shumas amaisus. So the rabbanut is makel because there was a great goy 100 years ago, the Maharsham. Maharsham is known as he was the Rav in Berjan. So the Maharsham is known as a moiridik and makel. He was always makel on everything. The Minkacha had a whole project. Minkacha had a yeshiva, and he divided up the Shulchan Aruch Yeridaya, and he had all the Bachrim sit and look through all the Achrayim on the daf, and he wrote the Darkei Tshuva. He put everything all together, Darkei Tshuva, Likat the Bola Achrayim. So he writes in the Hakdamah to the Darkei Tshuva that whenever they quote the Marsham, you should know to take it with a pound of salt, because he's very makel, and you shouldn't rely. They're quoting what the Marsham said, but you shouldn't always rely on his kulas, because he's an unusual maker. So the Marsham has one of his many kulas. He says if they planted fruits or vegetables in Eretz Yisrael grain, if they planted it intending to export it to Chutz La'aretz, so it's not chayv in Shumas HaMaisis, from thin air.
What?
In thin air. If it was planted, al daskein. So the Rabbanut has enough trouble fighting with the Chiloni farmers in Eretz Yisrael to be mafish Shumas HaMaisis and what they sell in Eretz Yisrael. So they're not going to make themselves crazy that even what they export. So they rely on this Masham, that whenever they planted it al das, they exported to Chutz La'aretz, so it's not Chayv and Shumas HaMaisis to begin with. But when you buy it, you really shouldn't rely. The Rabbanut relies on that, not to make the farmers, not to make the Cholani farmers crazy, to make them be mafresh Shumas HaMaisis even on what they export. But the customer who buys it should be mafresh. So if you know how to be mafresh, adarabi, you should buy the Israeli product to support Medina Israel, and then go be mafresh Shumas HaMaisis. Not that difficult, but it's a pain in the neck. If you don't know how to, so you really shouldn't buy the Israeli product.
So part B of my question, so what types of things should I be concerned about?
Orange juice in a lot of airports is straight from Eretz Yisrael. A lot of airports. Then they have cucumbers, I think there are a lot of vegetables that come from Eretz Yisrael.
In American supermarkets?
Yeah. Yeah, usually they tell you where it came from. It's under Hashgacha, yeah. It's under Hashgacha, it's good. They yes, the Rabbanut many years ago, so they said you have to be, whatever you buy in Chusar, you should be mafresh. Because they don't take responsibility. Whatever they planted, al das export, they don't take responsibility to be mamish, because they make a like the Masham.
So usually samech on the Rabbanut, but they won't be samech if they give an OU on the Clementine, that they will have then been mafish and not be samech on the Maharsham.
There are different Rabbanut. You see, the hashgachas of the Rabbanut are not like the OU. The OU, we have Rabbanim, Ashgichim all over the world, and the people in the New York office give them the rules and the regulations. How to kasher and how to be mafresh shumas and ma'isa, how to do things. In Eretz Yisrael, they give kosher, they give approval to a person, he's right to be a mashgiach, and then ish kalayasha be'enav. So each person has his own standards. Each guy paskins on his own. So no two hashgachas are the same in Eretz Yisrael. I remember years ago when Avraham Shapiro was the chief rabbi, so he visited America a few times. So the first time he visited the OU, he was so surprised. What an interesting system we have. That they all follow the same policy. We couldn't understand. So in Eretz Yisrael, they have different Rabbanut. Rabbanut of Yerushalayim is better than Rabbanut of Rehovot is always machma and everything. The one in charge, he is always machma, even things that are absolutely mutal, l'choladeis, he's machma and everything. But Rabbanut Yerushalayim is better than most others, and other Rabbanuts are very weak. They rely on the Ishkala Yashav Eilu. Every Rav who has kosher has an approval to serve as a Mashgiach, makes his own standards. There's no central authority there.
So maybe it's Dmai. So the fruit maybe is Dmai, because you don't know whether.
All of the stuff that comes from Eretz Yisrael is like Dmai. Yeah, it's like Dmai. That's another problem. Whom can you trust today? In the end of the period of the Bais Sheni, so the Kohen Gadol made a takana of Dmai. That if a person is an Am Haaretz, so you can't trust him on Trumas and Maisis, it has to be a Chover. So what's the definition of a Chover? So it's a religious person who's medaktik and mitzvahs who accepted in the presence of the Bezna of three Talmidei Chachamim that he's going to observe all the mitzvahs of Hafrashas, Trumas, and Maisvahs. So they used to have Chaverim. There was an institution of Chaver, and everybody who was a Mekabel Chaveris was considered a Moritz. Shabbos today, nobody was Mekabel Chaveris. So they say everybody has the status of a Moritz, so you can't eat by anybody, because no one was Mekabel Chaveris. But he's saying, no, the whole system of Chaver collapsed. So you revert back to the Din Deraisa, the Rav HaMoritz HaMasrin, hey? And then you rely on the Rav. You don't have to be mafresh on anything that you buy from an Amoritz. So the Aruch HaShulchan writes, the Aruch HaShulchan wrote normal, and Aruch Chaim, Yerodei, Ebenezer, Chashmishba, and then he wrote, Aruch HaShulchan Ha'asid, Vosvet Zayin, as the Eden will move back to Eretz Yisrael. He was living in Chalaimus, so he writes all the din. He writes about Korbanus, he writes about Tumah V'Tar, and he writes about Mitzvos HaTluyos Baretz. So he says, he thinks that by now, the whole system of Chaveris collapsed. So we revert back to the Din D'oraisa, that everybody who seems to be a religious Jew is Neman Ala Maisus, and nobody has a Din of Ava Moritz. And others have, the Briska have a Chumra, that everybody has a Din of Ava Moritz. Nobody is a Chavir. So remember the first time I visited Eretz Yisrael, so we went, I had to bring money to Rabbi Yosher Ber Soloveitchik, Rabbi Beryl Soloveitchik, that was Rabbi Soloveitchik's cousin, Rabbi Elvina Soloveitchik's son. So I gave him the money from America, and then he said, oh, he's sorry, he can't offer me any fruits because everybody has a din of Amoritz today, and I'm not allowed to trust him. So he gave me a bottle of beer, a beer bira. I don't know if the company still exists. A beer bira, it says on the bottle, it's Totzeret Chutzlortz. It's made with British oats, so there's no Chiyuv Trumas Amaisis at all. But he says, he can't give me any fruits because everybody has a din of Amoritz, I'm not allowed to trust him. So the next day I went to Rav David Soloveitchik to give him the money that I had for him. So he gave me a platter full of grape steak. He didn't hold from his brother's chumah. It says you only have to be mekabel divrei chaveris to be neman ala maisris if you're a plain person. What if you're a Rav, a Talmud Chacham who gives a shiur in public? So it says a Talmud Chacham doesn't have to be mekabel divrei chaveris. He's automatically a chaver. So they both gave shiur. Rabbi Beryl Soloveitchik said, I'm not allowed to trust anybody. Can't trust him. And then he said, whenever he buys anything in the street, any fruits or vegetables, he's always mafresh shumas and maisis. Not chalila that he doesn't trust the Rabbanut. No, that's not the reason why. He said, he doesn't trust the badatz either. He said, not a question of trusting. Everybody has a din of amaretz. You can't trust anybody. He says, you can't trust me, Zakta. You can't trust me. That's why I can't give you any fruits. He's giving me beer. He's giving me water to drink. Yeah. But
what did Ravelva's father say about it? What was his issue?
I don't know. But they have extreme shittas and everything. It's a little bit. That's not the way you pass kashalos with the. You have to be mu'uzan. You have to be. You have to have your 2 feet on the ground. You can't just say a svara and come up with a chumra. That's be always gehalten.
So now there's mice even which is mice,
sure. Yeah. The badatz is mafish. The mafish again, shumas and mice. It's misofik, believe bracha. Because everybody has a din of amoritz. And demai, you don't say a bracha. So the mafish and everything. You mafish 10 times on the demai. Yeah.
Is this the tomorrow?
But the Chazon Ish I mentioned last time, Chazon Ish wrote without any evidence. He doesn't think that it goes on the whole Beit Shan Valley. He thinks it goes on specific locations in the Beit Shan. He doesn't know which ones. So after he passed away, he printed it. After he passed away, the archaeologist discovered a plaque on the wall of a Beis HaKnesses from 2,000 years ago in Galil, where it had exactly which areas in Beit Shan are Chutz Lartz, which areas are Eretz Yisrael. Like the Chazon Ish, that not all of Beit Shan goes. Certain areas in Beit Shan have a din of Chutz Lartz. In the back of the Gemara, they quote. Back of the Gemara, I think the Maritz Chayis asks that some sources, Yerushalmis or something, so they quote that there are 3 or 4 areas that Reb Yehuda Nasi said have a din of Chutz Lartz. So he's bothered with Akasha. The Gemara in Avodah Zarah quotes a Mishnah from Adias that if you want to be Mekel, if it's Ungerum and Mekubal Lechumra on something, and you want to be the big Mekel, like Rav Moshe Feinstein came up with a lot of coolest that were Ungerum and Lechumra, Moshe was making a lot of things. So the Gemara says you have to be careful not to be called by a dirty name, Beidina Sharia. That's the Bezin who's Mekal and everything. So the Gemara says, three kulas and that's it. You shouldn't be Mekal more than three kulas. So he bothered with the Kasha, the Rabbi Yehuda Nasi was Mekal on more than three cities. Mekal on four cities. So it's already four kulas, so they should call them Beidina Sharia. So he says, no, it was one kula. One kula on four cities. It's not four kulas. You can't be Mekal, you shouldn't be Mekal against what's Mekubal, the Chumra, on four different issues. You shouldn't be Mekal. But he Mekal on one thing, that four different areas in Beit Shan have a din of Chutz Lartz. That's what the Maritz Chai says. Anyway, this Taisus is a famous Taisus. Very famous Taisus. All of the answers of the Taisus. And the answer that we accept is what the Rambam quoted from the Yerushalmi. Taisus finally cracks his eyes next to the last answer. By Rosh Hashanah, because they never introduced them. That's the Pashtus is like that. Then the Gemara raises a question over here on Zion Amud Aleph, a little past the halfway point on the Omud. So the Gemara asks, "My behemtum shel tzaddikim." What is that? You say the Rebbeinu shel Olam sought it that the behema of the tzaddik shouldn't be nechshati treifus. Kal v'chaimer the tzaddik himself was certainly not eat treifus. What is that alluding to? Behemtum shel tzaddikim. So the Gemara, the Ma'aseh Shehaya runs as follows: Rav Pinchas ben Yoyer given Atane. He was a Tana, because of the opinion Shvuyim, he was a Gabbaid stock. He was traveling somewhere. He had to go in a rush to take care of opinion Shvuyim. Poga baby Ginoi Nahara. So he bumps into a river and he can't cross the river. The name of the river is Ginoi. The Hudson River. Ginoi Nahara. Amalei, say Tain is a chais with the river. Ginoi, my dear river, Chalokli Meimecho. I want you to split. The Everbach. I have to go across over. I have to take care of opinion Shvuyim. Omalei, so the river tells him, Anaizach, since when does the river talk? So Tosis has two pshatim, the bottom Tosis. Either there's a malach who's mamuna on the river, either the malach, he heard the malach talking, or Rabbi Pinchas ben Yoyer is imagining in his mind what the river would answer back. Either one pshat or the other. Omalei, so the river will answer back, Ato helach lasis et son konech, you're going to do a mitzvah pinyin shvuyim. I'm also doing a mitzvah. Baruch Shalom told me that I should flow, the river should flow in this direction. Atah, you with your pidyon shvuyim, you may not succeed. You're carrying a big sum of money. You want to bribe the hijackers, the kidnappers. You want to give them a sum of money to release the Jew from captivity. Atah, safek, what does he say? Atah, safek goyse, safek yata. You may or may not succeed in doing the mitzvah. Ani? Vaday, I said, I'm doing it. Baruch Shalom told me I want you to flow this direction. I'm vaday doing a mitzvah. We don't know if you'll be successful. So I don't want to split. Amalei, so Pinchas ben Yoyer, time is a chayis. You better split. If not, I'm going to demand that the Baruch Shalom should split, and he's going to do a nest for me. If you don't split, your water is gezvani alecha shalayav v'bucham mayim liyav. I'm going to dry up the whole river. He threatened him. I'm going to dry up the whole river. There won't be any more river. Shait. So the river realized the tzaddik is going to be geyser. Tzaddik geyser b'akadosh baruch hu mikayim. So he split the river. Then Pinchas ben Yoyer gemena hilgatana, but he's going with another balabas. Habi ahu gaver. There was another balabas. The habi dori who was carrying chite lepischa. He was carrying a sack of wheat. He was going to grind it up to make flour in order to make shmura matzah for Pesach. Amalei, so Pinchas ben Yoyer tells the river chaluk le nami lahai. Split for this balabos also, not only for me, I'm a famous Tana, to the mitzvah osik, he's also doing a mitzvah, he's going to beg shmura matzah. Cholakle, so the river split sounds like a second time. That's veitamol, he made twice. In addition to the balabos who was making the matzahs, habiyahu taya, so there was an Arab, a nochri, the lover bahadayu, he was going along with him. Amalei chalakle nami lahai, you have to make a nest and split. For the Arab who's going with us, the lalema, that the goy shouldn't have a taina, kachosim lebnei leviyah. We're traveling together on the highway, we're carrying on a whole conversation, and then it comes a river, so you wave a magic wand, and the river splits, and you go across, and you leave me behind? Hayitochin? We were shut from all along. Kachosim lebnei leviyah, that's not fair. Cholakle, so the river split for the goy as well. Sometimes we have in the OU, Sometimes Adin and Shulchan Aruch that something is really mutam ikar Adin, but the proper thing is to be machmer. But if you have a hefsed meruba, then you can be mekel. So the shah is hefsed meruba for ayit. What if it's a goyish company? So hefsed meruba for the goyish company. Also, you have a right to be mekel. So if it's a goyish company that's been under the OU for 20 years, we're shutvim together. So what do you mean? We're going to tell them, well, it's your hefsed meruba, so you have to suffer the loss. That's not fair. So we always have the attitude, kachayisim lebnei levir. We're shutvim. They're paying the OU money for shvere geld to give a hashgacha. So hefsed meruba for the nochri also counts. Amar Rav Yosef. So Rav Yosef has a comment on this ness. Kama nofish gavra. Look how great Pinchas ben Yoy was, greater than Moshe Rabbeinu and Shishim Ribo. Kama nofish gavra mi Moshe v'shitin ribivon. Pinchas ben Yoy was greater than Moshe Rabbeinu with all the Shishim Ribo, the 600,000 Jews. Why dielu hasam on the occasion of Kriyas Yamsuf chad zimna? The Yamsuf only split once. V'hocha tlosa zimnin. Here he made the nest three times. The river Ginoy split three times. Once for himself, once for the one who's baking the matzahs, and once for the goy. Freg the Gemara, who says that the Maisa Shoy was that it split three times? Maybe it split once. And then, while it was still split, so he said, but don't go back until the Jew goes across, and don't go back till the goy goes across. Maybe it's only once. And he told the river, wait till all three of us cross. V'dil mahachanami choda zimna. Who says that it was three times? Maybe it's only once. And Mar says, you're right. Elo, the Lashon should be like this. Look how great Rav Pinchas ben Yoy was. He was as great as Moshe Rabbeinu with Shishim Ribo. Just like Moshe Rabbeinu split the Yamsuf once, he also split the Nahar Ginoy once. So what happened? Ikla lahu ishpiza. So finally he crosses over the river and he comes to sleep overnight in the location and he's riding on a chamor. He's riding on a donkey. Roma leisari lechamri. So the donkey was traveling a whole day. So the balabas from the inn took barley as Michael Behemah, chitim as Michael Adam, and sarim as Michael Behemah. So he gave a sack full of sarim for the chamar. No. So the chamar didn't want to eat. Why not? So he thought, maybe it has psoilus in it. So chavtinu, Rashi says, chavtinu, they sifted it out to remove some of the psoilus, lenakoisam, to clean it out. Vaita lo yachal. The chamar still doesn't eat. So nakrinu. So they sifted it out even better to take out more psalas. The chamar still isn't eating. So what does the chamar want? He wants ketchup, but what does he want? Amalahu, Sar Pinchas ben Yoy says, maybe it's not gemaisa, dilmalema asran. Maybe it's not gemaisa. The my chamar is very finicky. He does want to eat tevel. Asrinu viyachal. So there were mafresh maises, and the chamar ate. What's the chamar is nishkin yid? The chamar is allowed to eat the tevel. The chamor is not a yid, it's not a vere, but if the chamor will eat the tevil, the bala tvua will be a violation of the iser of hanuah shel kilui. You're not allowed to feed the tevil to a behema or to a goy without first being mafresh trumas and maises, because you mevatel the mitzvah of afrosha. That's hanuah shel kilui. That's a machlekes mishlam melech quotes a machlekes harishanim and ilchas trumas, whether this is a din deraisa, din derabbanan, this halacha that you're not allowed to have hanor shel kilui from tevel. You're not allowed to feed it to the babies, you're not allowed to feed it to a goy. That's machlokes, whether it's the raisa or the rabban. So the Gemara says, finally, asrino, do a mafresh maises v'ochal, and the behemei. Omar, Sir Pinchas ben Yoy, gives a krecht, and he says, my poor animal, ani azu, my poor animal, holeches lasis sankaina, my behemei is running to do pinyon shvuyim, it's taking me to do the pinyon shvuyim. You're trying to feed tray for food to my behemah, it's a rahman, it's on the behemah. The Gemara Akasha. The Gemara assumes that the Maisa Shahai was, it was only demai. It wasn't real tevil. I don't know how they knew, but that's the assumption. It was only demai. So demai is a chumra midirabonim. Demai means if you buy from an amoretz, so you have to be mafresh truma. We assume all the amehorot are mafresh. You have to be mafresh maisris. There was a miyuta, the miyuta of amehorot, or not mafresh maisris. So the Gemara says that this din you have to be mafresh maisris on demai. This chumer midrabbanan only applies if you really plan to eat it. What if you're going to use it for hanor shel kilui? What if you're going to feed the demai to a behema? You're going to feed the demai to a goy? You're going to use it for some other purposes. You have shemen, you're going to use it to work halakim. So, Frag the Gemara, Umi Mechayev, is there a chiyuv to be mafresh maisris on the mai that you don't plan to eat? You're just going to use it for hanor shel kiloi. Hanor shel kiloi, that's how the Mishnah Mal quotes the machlokes, but it's deraisa derabanan. To eat tevel, that's a real din deraisa, but to consume it without being mafresh, many hold that that's only derabanan. It's a lower level chiyuv. So the Gemara says, Ami mechayiv, is the Jewish person mechayiv to be mafresh the mai? If he doesn't plan to eat it, he's just going to feed it to the bemis. But tanan, we have a Mishnah, alakeach lezera. I'm buying the mai, and I buy it to plant it in the ground. So that's hanor shel kilui. I'm not going to eat it. It's going to get planted in the ground. It's going to get fafoiled. The new stuff is going to grow. New stuff grows. It's going to be mafresh trumas and maisis on that. So if I buy it in order to plant it lezera over the behema, I buy the mai from it. I'm ordered to feed to the behema. Or I'm going to feed it to a goy. Or kemach la'oros, I'm going to buy flour. They used to take hides and they used to soak them in a whole vat full of chemicals in order to convert it into parchment. So they used to mix in a little kemach into that. So the kemach is, if I buy kemach from an Amah Oretz, that's demai. So to get hanosh al kiloi, they were never machman that you have to be mafresh chumasmai. If you know you have vaday tevel, so there's an isa hanosh al kiloi. But if it's only demai, it's a chumrim in the rabbanon, so you're not mechuyiv. The pashtus is because hanosh al kiloi is only the rabbanon. We are achilas. Tevel is an Isa deraisa. No shall kill is only the rabbon. That's a simple pshat. Mishnah Malach quotes a machlekes about it, but that's a simple reading over here. So the Gemara says, "Ami mechayiv, is there a chiyuv to be mafresh maisres on the food on the demai that you're feeding to the behemah to the chamar of Pinchas ben Yorah? I bought tana, and if you buy halakeach lezer, I buy from an amor. It's in order to plant in the ground. Will a behemah to feed to the animal? Okemach leoros." To use it to convert part of the chemicals, to convert the hides to parchment. The shemen laner, I'm going to use shemen not for eating purposes, but for to burn an air. Of shemen losach by sakelim to shmir pots and pans with. Potaman on the mind, there's no chiv the mind. So how come over here? Why didn't Behemoth want to eat? There's no chiv hafrosh's mind. So the Taptasis quotes the Midrashim asked the same kasha. And the Midrashim answered, the behemoth is machmer. Mikra din is mutter, the behemoth is machmer. But the Babli, huh? Yeah. But the Babli doesn't say like that. Taisa says, b'masech ha-shkolim, that's the Yerushalmi, o b'Yerushalmi masech ha-zdemai, the medrash b'reishas rab, b'lem ishani midi, doesn't answer what Agamara says, l'heish alahem, machmir ha-nafsha. The chamor was a machmer. The Babli says, nishkin machmer, when do you say that there's no, you don't have to be mafresh? When do you say you don't have to be mafresh on the mai if you're going to plant to feed it to the behemah? If I bought it from the Amoritz, initially planning to feed it to the behemah. But if I bought it from the Amoritz, I'll das it, I'm going to eat it. And then I change my mind later and I decide to feed it to the behemah. Since when I bought it to l'chatchila, I planned, and for the Gemara, Hosam hoit marlo. We have a comment in connection with that Mishnah in the Mai. Amar Rabbi Yechanan lo shana velo shelokach mitchila lebehema. The Mishnah that says if you bought it to feed to the behema, there's no takon of the Mai. That's if you bought it melechatchila al daske. Aval lekach mitchila la adam. I bought it initially intending to feed it to a person, to a Yisrael, to a Jewish person, and then you change your mind v'nim lechaleim lebehema. Then you are chayv la'asa. So the Gemara says that was the Maisa Shahoya. That the innkeeper who wanted to feed the sorim to the chamar of Pinchas ben Yoar, originally it was purchased al das for people to eat it, and then the last minute Pinchas ben Yoar came, so he decided to give it to the chamar.
We're careful from the Gemara that the good that was done was that something owned by Rav Pinchas should not be used for an aver, and not necessarily that the animal should eat it, but that an avera shouldn't be done through his property.
Right. I mean, the balabas will be a violation of an avera if the behema will eat it. That's right. Yeah. Behema is not violating the avera. That's right. So the tzaddikim atzma lekolshkin, that they shouldn't violate the avera. Then the Gemara says, "V'hatanya bin ichusa." This taka brisa that says, "Beferish bar Rabbi Yechanan said." Bechan didn't make it up on his own when he said it makes a difference whether you bought the dmai. Melechatchila adas to feed it to the animal. You bought the dmai melechatchila adas to feed it to a person. Tanya ben Yehuda, there's a brisa that says like Rabbi Yechonah. Halakech peres min hashuk. Min hashuk means from the Amharets. Halakech peres min hashuk la'achila, planning to eat it. I'm going to eat it. V'nim l'chalem lebeima. Reis elit and lelefnei behem to lelefnei behem is chaver l'mkein iser. You have to be marfish at first. So that's the story. The Rav Pinchas ben Yoir was traveling lepidyon shvuyim, and the behemah didn't want to eat. So the Gemara continues the maisa. Shama Rebbe, Rabbi Yehuda Nasi was at that time. So Rebbe heard Rav Pinchas ben Yoir came to town. Nofek lape, he went to be mekabel upon him, and he invited him that he should eat by him. Amalei, ritzon chesod etzli, maybe come and eat by me. Amalei, sure, hein, yeah, 100%, why not? Tzav upon him shal Rebbe. So Rebbe got so excited he didn't hear the end of the sentence. He didn't give Rav Pinchas ben Yoir a chance to finish the sentence. So he's going to say, yes, I'd be happy to eat by you, but I'm in a rush to take care of the pidyon shvuyim, so I don't have any time to spend. So he says, yes. So Tzav upon him shal Rebbe has a big smile on his face. He's so happy. Amalei, so Pinchas ben Yoir says, what are you smiling about? What, it's so unusual. I trust you, you have a kosher home. What are you so excited about? Huh? Yeah, yeah. So he says, Kamaduma to, you act with a big smile on your face. You're acting as if Shemud Hanom Yisrael Ani. You're acting as if I never eat by any Jews, I'll be happy to eat by you. What's the Chiddush? The reason why I hardly ever eat by anybody, Hitaka never used to eat by anybody, that was his policy, but for a different reason. Yisrael Kedoshim Hem, the Jewish people are holy people. Yesh wrote Zev Einlo. Some people will invite me that I can't really afford it. So I don't want to accept their invitation. I'm a famous rabbi, so they go out of their way, they invite them, they're going to go broke. They're going to give me food, they can't afford it. So I don't want to eat by them. The Yeshi Yeshlo, some people are wealthy, they don't really want to invite me, but they're embarrassed. So they invite me, Rabbi, please come and eat by me. They don't really want to. Uchsiv, and the Pasuk says, Shlomo HaMelech writes in Mishle, Al lechem is bread, food. Lechem is a meal. Lechem means a bread. Lechem means a meal. Al tichem es lechem ra'ayin. Don't eat the meal by a stingy person. Al tistav lamata moisov. And don't desire to eat his delicious macholim. Ki kemoshor benafsho keinu alchol v'shasa yoyim aloch v'liba balimach. It's killing him. The guy's going to invite you to eat by him and he doesn't really mean it, and he's hoping and praying that you're not going to eat by him because he's a stingy guy. He really tells you, so that's why I have a policy. I have a policy when people invite me, I don't want to eat. Not that I don't really have a policy not to eat. Some of the people can't afford it, so it's not right that I should eat. Some of the people can afford it, they're very wealthy, but they don't really mean to invite me. You're a rich man. And I know you love me, you're a Tana, so I'd be happy to eat by you. However, Zokter, Mihu Hashta Misarhivna, I'm in a big rush and I have no time to spend. I'm just going to sleep overnight and or whatever. He's staying in the inn, feeding the baby, and then he's going to write to. He has to take care of the pidyon shvuyim. So he says, Mihu Hashta Misarhivna, I'm in a rush, the bemilsa de mitzvah kotarachna. When I'll finish the pidyon shvuyim, I'll be happy to come back and stay by you. Ki hadrana, and I come back, asina ayolna legabach. I'll come back and I'll stay by you. Fine. So that's what happened. He went, he took care of the pidyon shvuyim. The Gemara doesn't say whether he was successful, not successful, probably was successful. The river tiny, maybe he won't be successful. It doesn't say whether he was or not. On his way back, he also, when Rav Pinchas ben Yair came back, going back to where he lives, so he comes back to Rabbi Yehuda Nasi's home. And apparently Rabbi Yehuda Nasi's home had different entrances. You can enter this side, you can enter that side. So the first time Rabbi Yehuda Nasi came on his way to do the pidyon shvuyim, he didn't notice this, because he came on one side. Then when Rabbi Yehuda ben Yair came back from the pidyon shvuyim, he also, when he comes back, Isrami, it happened, b'mikra, ol bahu pischa, Pinchas ben Yair came to that entrance to Rabbi Yehuda Nasi's home, da b'kaimen bay kud naisa chivarta. There were white mules there. And mules have a teva, they kick a person and they clap him on and he's going to have a makkah forever. So he says, how can I eat by you? You have a malach hamavis there, you have the mules there. Ay, gevald, you're Ivan Abere, how can I eat by you? He tells Rabbi Yehuda, malach hamavis bebeisel shalzeh, bani soye, that's look, I'm not allowed to eat there. Shama Rebbe, so Rabbi Yehuda Nasi felt so bad, he was so thrilled last week, when he's on, Pinchas ben Yair is on his way to do the pidyon shvuyim, he said he's going to eat by him. So Nafek Rebbe ran out. I promise I'm going to sell them tomorrow. I'm going to sell all the mules. Sokta, what is the help you're going to sell it? So someone else is going to have the mules. So the mules will kick somebody in the other one's home. So he says, you're not allowed to sell the mule to someone else. The other person will be doing an avera. Not allowed to have. What they just had in the news, that a guy had dogs. The dog ate a child. It happens all the time. People have pets, and the pets are dangerous. So then Rabbi Yehuda Nasi says, I won't sell it to anybody else. I'll be mafkin them. So he says, he's going to be mafkin them. Also, they'll go, you send them in the forest, then they'll go be mazik people. That's not a suggestion. That's not a solution to the problem. Mafshis hazeka. People are going to get hurt. Then Rabbi Yehuda Nasi promises, I'll break off their legs. I'll break off their legs. They won't be able to kick anybody from now on. So you're not allowed to do that. Then he says, I'll kill him. I'll kill him if it's dangerous. You're not allowed to kill it. Strictly speaking, there's no din of tzar bale chaim. He just said there's going to be tzar bale chaim, so if he's going to kill it, there's not going to be tzar bale chaim. So there's a discussion in Shulchan Aruch. Some say there's no tzar bale chaim to kill an animal. There's only tzar bale chaim to pinig an animal, but to shoot it, there's no tzar bale chaim. Others say no, tzar bale chaim is muta b'makam tzorach b'nei adam. There's a Ramon, Eben Ezra, like that. Let's say they didn't have pens years ago. So he used to take a quill, he used to take a feather from a goose. And sometimes they would pluck off the feather from the goose while it was alive. So that would be extremely painful. So the Ramon says, strictly speaking, you're permitted to pluck off a feather from the goose while it's alive in order to use it to make a pen. But we don't recommend it because you're going to train yourself in Achzorius. But Mikra Adin, there's no Yisit, Sabal Chaim Chaz, Vatsarach Ben Yodim. So Pashta says, if it's a Tzorach Ben Yodim, there shouldn't be an Issa Bal Tashchis either. Pashta says, whenever the Tzorach Ben Yodim, there's no Bal Tashchis. There's a Mishnah in Maseches Tomid. Mishnah says in Maseches Tomid that they used to have palace guards around the base of Migdush, Levium, certain places that have Kohanim, and most of them had Levium. And the palace guards are supposed to be, it's a mitzvah to have palace guards around the base of Migdush. Not so much that you're afraid someone's going to steal the kelim in the Beis Hamikdash, but it's, the Rambam says it's lekovet, like in Buckingham Palace. It looks fancy. They have all these all the guards there, so it looks nice, fancy. So the guards have to be at nighttime. The main thing is at nighttime. So they had a one who was in charge of all the guards. He had to make sure that no one is sleeping. So what happens if he comes over to one guy? He's supposed to be over here and he's sleeping on the job. So the Mishnah says he would make a fire on his shoes. The guy wouldn't get hurt. The guy would wake up, but his shoes would get burnt. So on the bottom of the page, on Mishnayis Tomid, the Rosh is bothered with the Kash Pirush Rosh. What happened to Bal Tashchis? So Yens, Letzorach Ben Yodim, there's no Bal Tashchis. You've got to teach the guy a lesson that next time he shouldn't fall asleep on the job, but don't take the job in the first place. Don't agree to be a Shomer in the Beis HaMikdash. But you see that, strictly speaking, there is no Bal Tashchis.
There's
a head there on hunting for what we just learned. Sorach Ben Yodom. Nadi Behuda says that hunting is dangerous. So that's what he says. So he says, if you hunt for Parnasa, so that's the pasuk. Elov hu nosei asnafsho. People put their lives b'sakana a little bit, within reason. Not a 50-50 sakana, that's ridiculous. People put their lives in a little bit of sakana for Parnasa. You're allowed to do that. But if a guy wants to go hunting for fun, yes. So then Nadi Behuda says you're not allowed to because you're putting yourself into sakana. That's not right. The Bal Tashchis wouldn't be a problem. The Bal Tashchis wouldn't be a problem. But the head, putting yourself in sakana, that's what the Nadi Behuda, Pischa Tshuva, quotes in the Hilcha Shechita, that it's not right to go hunting for fun. That's the Shaila skiing. Every year in midterm, so there are always some kids who go skiing. Every single time there's a kid who comes back with a broken leg and a broken arm. So if you know how to ski, okay. But if you're taking classes and they're going to show you how to do it. I have a son-in-law from Switzerland. So my son-in-law, my daughter, and all the children, they know how to ski. It's a baby son. But if you don't know how, then you shouldn't ski. He can get hurt. So he was all upset. Pinchas Ben Yehuda was all upset. All it ate is teganisht. It's Bal Tashchis zokta. Have a kamavatish leituve. Rebbe keeps on insisting, pressuring. And he's not giving in. So what happened was, Gova Tura Beinai. They became upset at each other is if a mountain developed in between Gova Tur Benayim. Mountain developed, that's an expression that means we used to be the best of friends and now we don't talk to each other. Gova Tur Benayim. A mountain developed between them and Shain. Bocha Rebbe, the Omar Rebbe started to cry and he said, look at this holy tzaddik, Rav Pinchas ben Yoyer. His policy always was, and he never wanted to eat by anybody, and now I pressured him to agree to eat by me. Then in Hashemayim they saw to it that he should fear us, but his policy. The end of the story was, he came to the other entrance, on his way back from the Pinyashim, he came and he saw the mules, and he said, he's not going to eat by me. So in Hashemayim they see to it that the tzaddik maintains his policy. He really didn't want to eat by me. In Hashemayim he made ma b'chayim kach. While they're alive, the Rabbanu Shalom sees to it that their Ratzim will be fulfilled. After they die, for sure, their Ratzim will be fulfilled. Why? Because we have a tradition, the Amar Abcham of Rab Chanina, Gedolim Tzadikim Misasim Yosim B'Chayim. The Tzadikim, after they die, are even on a higher level than B'Chayim. How do you know that that's true? The Gemara says, Shenemar, the Pasuk tells you the story of Malachim. Elisha HaNavi was a Talmud of Eliyahu HaNavi. So Elisha died and he was buried. One fine day there was a funeral. So they were burying a Rasha. Nishken Haley Tzadik, burying a Rasha. So the Halacha says here, Ein Kovin Tzadik Gates HaRasha. You're not allowed to bury a Tzadik next to a Rasha. And even if all the people are Rishoyim, you're not allowed to bury a Rasha Chomer next to a Rasha Kal. The Gemara says, if someone's keeping track, one person I know did 100 Averis, one person did 101 Averis, you're not allowed to bury one next to the other. Who's keeping track? Who knows? So that's why usually the Aguda has their own cemetery, the Mizrahi has their own cemetery, every Wayu has their own cemetery. We assume all the people from the same Chevra have the same number of Averis, roughly speaking. Because you're not allowed to bury one next to the other, because Ein Kovin Rosh Hashanah Eitz Al Rosh Hakal, Ein Kovin Tzadik Eitz Al Rosh Hashanah. Broyas has their own cemetery, every group has their own cemetery. So they were burying, they were burying a person who happened to be a Rosh Hashanah. The Hine Rau Eshagdud, they saw a foreign army was coming, and everybody got petrified. So they dropped the mace and they ran away. Everybody ran to hide, that the soldiers shouldn't shoot them. By mistake, they threw the dead body into the Kever of Elisha. So a miracle happened, Tchias HaMeisim occurred. Because it's not the Kovadik to bury at Russia next to the Tzaddik Elisha. So the Rasha had a Tchias HaMeisim and he walked away. Vayelach vayigahu ish ba'atzmas Elisha vayechi, and he came back, the Rasha came back to life. Vayokam haraglav, and he walked away.
Was it open together?
Something like that. Unclear. Doesn't have to be open. Doesn't have to be an open kever. Ein kovin Rasha eich shel Tzaddik is if it's one next to the other. Is also not allowed. You're not allowed to bury Tzaddik next to a Rasha. You have to have, it says in Shulchan Aruch, you have to have a harchoke of more than 8 amos. You shouldn't have interlocking tvisas hakever. Tvisas hakever is a dim in HaTorah. Dalet amos around the kever is tvisas hakever. So you don't have to be marchik 8 amos between one mace and the other. They bury mace and one next to the other. But if one is a tzaddik, one is a rosh. You have to have a minimum harchoke of 8 amos so that there shouldn't be interlocking tvisas hakever. So the Gemara says, you see, the Gedolim Tzadikim in Misasim Yosim Abchaim. How do you see? The Tosfos says, Elisha, while he's alive, a lot of Rishoyim shook his hands and they would rub shoulders with him. No one died. He had to deal with Rishoyim. But once Elisha died, Gedolim Tzadikim in Misasim Yosim Abchaim, so the Rosha had a Tchis HaMeisim in order that it shouldn't be buried next to Elisha. So that's how we have established the Gedolim Tzadikim in Misasim. Frek Digimo Amale Rapapal Abayi, Verzokt. That is because Gedolim Tzadik Mimisasim, because of the schus of Elisha, that he shouldn't be buried next to the Rosh. When Eliyahu HaNavi was about to go up in the fiery chariot into heaven, so he told Elisha, do you have any request of me before I go to the Olam HaEmes? So he says, yeah. He requested, please give me twice the Koach HaNevuah that you have. Pishnayim Beruchacha. So Eliyahu HaNavi told him, if you will not faint, if you will be conscious, when the chariot will take me away, so then your request will be granted. You'll have twice the Koach HaNevuah that I had. So that's what happened. When Eliyahu HaNavi went up in the fiery chariot, so all they had a lot of Bnei Hanavim, had a lot of Talmidim, so they all fainted. And then after Elisha asked the other Talmidim, where was Eliyahu HaNavi? So they were all lost, they were all in a fog, they didn't know what was going on. And Elisha was the only one who didn't faint. He saw Eliyahu HaNavi go up. So since Eliyahu Navi said, if you will not faint, if you will be conscious, then you'll be able to have twice the Kerech HaNevuah. It's very unclear what's Pshat in the Nevuah. So I think Rabbi Ephraim Zalman Margolis has in a Hesped for some Talmud Chochem, I forgot about who, he writes the Pshat in the Nevuah, that there are two types of Nevi'im. Sometimes a person is an independent Navi, sometimes the person gets his Nevuah Mikerech somebody else. So Elisha makes a very strange request. He wants to have twice the Kerech HaNevuah of Eliyahu Navi. If you're getting the Kerech HaNevuah from me, it's not going to be twice as much. So he says, Eliyahu Navi tells him, if you're going to faint when I go up to heaven, then it's a simin l'dover that you're getting Nevuah from me. So if I disappear, so you're going to faint, like all the other B'nai HaNevi'im. So it's impossible. Your request can't be granted. You're not going to get twice the Kerech HaNevuah that I have. But if you don't faint, that's a simon that you have an independent Kerech HaNevuah. So you hear Rotzer, I'll give you a bracha, you should have twice the Kerech HaNevuah. And that's what happened. He had twice. So what was twice? Eliyahu Navi was Mechaya one mace, Benisha Tzorfis, and Elisha was Mechaya Benisha Shunamis, and this guy, and this Russia also. So the Gemara says, Ve'ezokt, who says, G'dolam Tzadikim Misasim Yosim Mibachayim, that the reason why the Russia had a Tchias HaMesim is because of the Schus of Elisha, the Misasa shouldn't be buried next to a Russia. Maybe it's maybe it's because Eliyahu Navi gave my bracha. That's my dichsav. Your request should be granted. You should accomplish two tchias hamesim. Amalei, so the Amora, who's this conversation? Papa Abai. So Abai answers, no, it can't be. That was the fulfillment of the bracha Eliyahu Navi when he was mechay the ben Ashunamis, so the kid lived happily ever after. He lived many years to come till the age of 95. Over here, our tradition has it that the Rosh had a Tchias HaMesim. He walked 10 steps and he dropped that again. So that's not a fulfillment of Pishnayim Beruchacha. That's because of the Schus of Elisha Navi. He shouldn't be buried next to the Rosh. So that's why you can prove Gdolim Tzadikim Mimisosim. Amalei, say, Abai answers back to our papa, Ihochi, if the only reason why the Mace had a Tchias HaMesim was in order to fulfill the Bracha of Elio, Hainu Detanya, but the Brisa says not so. Al Ragla Vamar Al Beis Eloholach. The Rasha walked a few steps and he dropped down again. Frag the Gemara, so how was the Bracha of Eliyahu Navi Mekuyim? Elisha was only Mechaya one mace. This one doesn't count. He only walked 5 steps. Gemara, nein. El B'meikayim, where was the second Chiyus HaMesim that Elisha did? So Gemara, Kedam, Rabbi Yechanan, Sheripe, Tzeras, Naaman. Naaman was Sar Tzvo, Melech Moyob, I think. And he had a Negat Tzeras. Sheishkula kemeish and Martina kameis. When Miriam is mitzaras kasholeg, so Moshe Rabbeinu was mispal. She shouldn't be like a meis. So you see from the pasuk that a mitzaras chashuv kemeis, and because Elisha Novi was mechayed the ben Oshenamis and he was merape tzaras naman, he told him to bathe in the Yarden, and it got cleared up. So those were the two meisim that he was mechayed. Okay, we'll stop here. Today Sedra has, if a person does an aver b'shogeg, he has to bring a korban chatas. What any aver b'shogeg, you bring a korban chatas. So the din is only if he violates an aver b'shogeg, which if he would have done it b'mezer, he would have b'chayv kares, kol she zana kares, she goes to chatas. So the Torah says, ohoda lot chatasa shechoto leho. Ohoda means im hoida. If and when he becomes aware that he did an aver, then he's chayv to bring a korban chatas. So Tosis in Shavuah is dav dalid. Amid Aleph, yes, Takasha, Achatas not Bob and Edrin a Dover. You can't volunteer Achatas. If you're not Mukhiv, you can't bring it. An oil and Shlomim is Bob and Edrin a Dover. So what does it have to say? Oh, they love Achatas if he's aware. If he's not aware of Ashtetzach, he can't be Mafresh. The whole Akdosha is not Chal, it's not Bob and Edrin a Dover. So Tesis says it probably means like this. Let's say Amatoy Shabbos, he makes Abdullah, and he has a creepy feeling that he must have done something wrong the Shabbos. He doesn't know Hilchot Shabbos. He does not Hilchot Shabbos. He has a funny feeling he must have been Mechal Shabbos. So he sets aside the Korban Chatas in case I was Mechal Shabbos B'Shegeg, because I'm an Amoretz, this should be a Korban Chatas. Then he goes to a class on Sunday morning. Every Sunday morning he has his Shir in Hilchot Shabbos. And lo and behold, he finds out that he did a Malacha for which he's Chayiv HaChatas B'Shegeg. So Tosfos says, if he's not going to be Magdash it again, it's going to be Chulam Bazar. Because since at the time he was Mafrish it after Havdalah, he still didn't have Yediyah Sachet. He just has a funny feeling, has an unhappy feeling. There was no Yediyah Sachet. So before Yediyah Sachet, there's no Chiyav Chatas at all. So that's really the side of all Chiyav Tshuva. Chiyav Tshuva only begins when the person realizes when there's Yediyah Sachet. the Kangar on Yom Kippur, when he says the Vidui, so he says, first he says, Oran Hashem Chatosi Avisi Pishayti Lefanach, Oran Hashem Kapanor Lachatoim V'Labonis L'Abshem Shechatosi Avisi V'Shem Pishayti Lefanach. So Oran means please. What do you mean? Oran Hashem Chatosi Lefanach, please. He didn't ask for anything yet. I sin. The second time, Oran Hashem Kapanor Lachatoim V'Labonis L'Abshem Shechatosi, he's asking for forgiveness, he's asking for kapar. What does he ask the first time? Oran Hashem Chatosi. Rav Soloveitchik said that the Darshanim in Europe used to say, you have to ask, please, Rabbanu Shalom, give me the mekorach to be makir yediyas hachet, because most people are not prepared to admit that they made a mistake. Most people interpret everything that they are the hero of every story. And they did everything right, and everybody else did everything wrong. So the Kohen Gadol would start off, on Hashem, please give me the kerach to admit hakoras hachet chatos yavise. Give me the kerach to admit chatos yavise pashayti lefanecha. On Yom Kippur, the Rishonim say there's an additional Chiyuv Tshuva. All year long there's a Chiyuv Tshuva. On Yom Kippur there's additional Chiyuv. What do you mean additional Chiyuv Tshuva? The Rambam says Yom Kippur is Soif Mechila Slicha VeKapara. That's the ultimate Mechila. So on Yom Kippur there's a special Chiyuv Tshuva. What is special? All year long there's a Chiyuv Tshuva. So Rav Soloveitchik thought, all year long there's a Chiyuv Tshuva. If you have Yedias Sachet, then there's a Chiyuv Tshuva. If you don't have Yedias Sachet, there's no Chiyuv Tshuva. Yom Kippur, there's a chiyuv to think over all of your activities of the whole year long, to search. Maybe I did an aver. All year long, you're not mechuyev. If and when you realize you did an aver, then there's a chiyuv tshuva. Yom Kippur, there's a chiyuv to be boidek your ma'isim to see maybe I did an aver, in which case I have to do tshuva. Could all use a little tshuva.